interesting situation has occurred. We talked a little bit about the journalistic situation, but there was a documentary put together called Outfoxed. Director, producer Robert Greenwald put together the movie Outfoxed, an in-depth look at the Fox News television network, Rupert Murdoch, and the dangers of the ever-emerging corporations taking control of the public's right to know. And it's interesting also to note that when Rupert Murdoch had to declare his new channel, he didn't list it as a news channel, he listed it as an infotainment channel. So, therefore, technically, they're not a news channel. He then hired Roger Ailes. Roger Ailes was the one of the campaign directors for Ronald Reagan. He then later served in the cabinet of George Bush, and he promised that when he went to work for Fox, Fox would be fair and balanced. But some people claim, including this documentary, that that wasn't the case. A team of researchers went to work on Fox. Ellen Brodsky, who lives here in New Mexico, was one of the television monitors for the documentary Out Fox. Ellen, how in the world did you ever become involved in this documentary?
Just through Move On, along with my other researchers. Move On, back in late 2003, I think, had something called the Media Corps Project, where they had people watching Fox News and reporting on it. And I volunteered, and I'm guilty to admit that I didn't do much of my share. But a couple months later, I got an email from them saying that there was a documentary producer looking for volunteers, and I signed up.
And that, of course, was Robert Greenwald, and he put together the movie Out Fox. Which people can pick up at Amazon or wherever now and take a look at it.
Okay.
Now, as I understand it, each one of you who were researchers and monitors, you were assigned to watch a specific program. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And which program were you assigned to watch?
Well, actually, I had more than one. I had Fox Report with Shepard Smith during the week. And on weekends, I had Forbes on Fox, which is a business show, and After Hours with Cal Thomas, which is kind of an interview show, and it's not on the air anymore.
Oh, okay. Had you ever watched the Fox News Network before that?
Not much, just a little.
Huh. And as I understand it also, one of the things that you you kind of got involved with was a little bit of Hannity and Combs.
Well, after the movie ended, the researchers banded together and we started a blog. And our blog is still going, so I'm still watching Fox News, but I've made a series of transitions, and now I monitor Hannity and Combs.
So what was your impression of Sean Hannity?
He's the worst of the worst.
Oh, okay. And why is that?
Pardon?
Why is that? What, how did you come to that conclusion?
Well, I guess my biggest complaint about him is that he's a bully, and he's a theatrical bully who, I feel like instead of really interviewing, he uses his segments as a platform to bully his interview subject, and he mouths the RNC party line word for word, and I'm sorry, I just drew a blank on the third thing that bothers me about him, but it'll come back to me.
Well, and I would say this. Do you think that all of those impressions are true, even having Alan Combs on the show?
Yeah, well, Hannity and Combs operate independently. So they don't, one will talk and then the other. So Hannity pretty much gets to do his thing undisturbed. Oh, and I do remember the other thing, which is that Hannity very frequently distorts the truth in order to make his point. So he's not even honest about what he's saying.
So basically you think Sean Hannity is the worst of the worst.
I do.
And when the Hannity and Combs program ends up airing, do you think it's fair and balanced?
No, I don't, because if you take a look at the topics that they cover and the topics that they don't, I think it's quite clear that they're not. For example, it seems like no infraction by a Democrat is too small to discuss. Has John Murtha, has Hillary Clinton, has Cynthia McKinney gone too far this time? I can't tell you how many segments I've seen about that. yet Tom DeLay, when he's on, you know, he's practically a martyr. Just Friday night they had Bernard Cherik on, who you may know is a disgraced former cop from New York. He just pleaded guilty to basically having ties to the mafia. And there he was treated as a serious pundit with, and an upstanding citizen with no questions asked. He was there talking about security.
Now, do you...
the bomb plot.
Now, and let me ask you this, though. This is Dennis Bond also here. This is an opinion talk show we're talking
right.
about. I mean, they're not portraying Henry and Combs as a news program, correct?
Right.
So, and much of that is entertainment.
Well, yes. But first of all, there are claims when the news is reported incorrectly.
No.
Like, for example, about a week ago, Hannity reported at the beginning of a discussion about the anti-Israel demonstrations in Iraq, and he forgot to mention that they were also chanting death to America. But putting that aside, if it was truly fair and balanced, why don't they have a fair lineup of discussions? I mean, why aren't they looking at the scandals at Tom DeLay and Bernard Cherik the way they do micro-focusing on Cynthia McKinney, for example? Also, if you look at the lineup of guests on Friday night, they had all Republican guests talking about the London bomb plot.
Well, let me ask
why
you
no Democrats?
I know that you call them the worst of the worst. I'm just curious here. How many sort of left-wing talk shows have you monitored in with the sort of the same standards to see if they have...
On TV?
Yeah.
What left-wing talk shows are there other than maybe Keith Olbermann?
I don't know. I'm just wondering if you've done that or monitored any other networks or newscasts to see if there's bias the other way.
Well, no, but I don't really see what the point is. First of all, Fox is the one calling itself fair and balanced. And second of all, I've not seen, you know, I mean, I haven't sat there with a piece of paper, but I can't think of another TV show that, you know, has an opinion and debate that has such an unbalanced lineup. Nothing has jumped out of the TV at me. And I think I would notice.
Ellen, I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, what I want to get from you is when you want real information, where do you go, and has
okay.
the group stayed together? And we'll talk to Ellen Brodsky, researcher for the documentary Out Fox, when we continue on 94.7 and 106.3, the new Talk FM. Talking with Ellen Brodsky. Ellen assisted producer-director Robert Greenwald, who put together the documentary movie Out Fox, to take an in-depth look at the Fox News Network, Rupert Murdoch, and the dangers of the ever-enlarging corporations taking control of the public's right to know. Now, after you've watched all this and monitored the Fox News Network for so long, and you're afraid of kind of the rightness, if you will, of the information that comes out of there, Ellen, where do you go when you want to get real information?
I go to C-SPAN. Ryan Lamb is my hero, and I think he's even a conservative. But I feel like they really cover everything in depth, fully, with true fairness and true balance. I also listen to the BBC World Service on the radio, and I think they do a pretty good job, too.
Sometimes I actually am surprised because I have BBC America, and I'll go home and watch the BBC World News at night, and it's interesting to see, regardless of the network you watch here in America, how they cover international news versus how we cover it.
I think they go much further in depth. And that's, you know, another criticism I have of the corporate news. I don't hear about missing blondes on BBC.
Missing blondes?
Yeah, missing blondes. That's a staple on Fox News, and even, I'm sorry to say, CNN.
Yeah, well, CNN,
you know, like Natalie Holloway.
Right. CNN seemed to change when CNN was sold from Turner to Time Warner. There seemed to be a real transition that took place. Now, those of you who are in the group that put this documentary together, you've stayed in touch, and if people are interested in the blog, is the address www.newshounds.us? Is that where they go?
That is.
And did you all make an agreement to stay together, or was the work so bonding in nature that you just kind of hung there with each other when it was all over and done with?
Well, both. After we were finished, we had sort of bonded, and we wanted to stay in touch. And I think we were also energized by the work. And we talked about, you know, what else can we do? What else can we do? And the producer of that Fox, Jim Gilliam, who was sort of our boss on the film, he stayed in touch with us, and he's a former .com guy, and he said to us, I think you should form a blog. So we all went, oh, okay. And I didn't have any idea that it would turn into quite the project it has. But we started it, and we're still going strong, and we love it.
What do you, now, were you in news and information before this, or what was your profession of choice before you started?
Well, I'm a writer, actually. I used to write novels, but nothing published. So I've had some articles published in, you know, regular newspapers like Albuquerque Journal. But I was a journalism major in college, and I've always had a deep interest in the media. So I was also extremely disturbed by the lack of, I guess you could call it, watchdog coverage of the run-up to the Iraq War. So that sort of got my mindset.
Now, has this turned you into an advocate in any way, shape, or form?
I don't think so. I don't have much time to do anything more than I'm doing.
So,
unless you want to call me an advocate as a blogger, I suppose you could.
Now, how has your participation changed the way you view activism?
Well, I guess I see a lot more role in internet, using the internet. I had no idea what a tool the internet could be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a wonderful tool for activism, especially for those of us that, you know, don't live in New York and Washington.
Now, as you've completed this, do you walk away from this thinking that one person can make a difference?
Yes, I do.
And it's worth the time and energy to get involved?
I absolutely think so. Even if you totally disagree with what I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
I think it's just one person can make a difference for sure.
Well, Ellen, I appreciate you joining us and talking to us about this. Must have been a marvelous experience just to be involved with a group of same-minded individuals.
It's been very exciting and rewarding, yes. Thank you.
Well, Ellen, thanks a lot for spending time with us. It's Ellen Brodsky. She was one of the television monitors and researchers for the documentary Out Fox. Director, producer Robert Greenwald, who put together the movie Out Fox. And Ellen in New Mexico was one of the participants, and you can check out her blog at www.newstowns.us. Ellen, thanks for spending time with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Coming up, we're going to be talking...